In 1977, club promoter Robert Williams brought a young DJ from New York to play at his new club, The Warehouse. His name was Frankie Knuckles. No one could have imagined that it was about to give its name to a whole new style of music.
In Chicago, if you wanted to have the records, there was only one place to go, and that was Imports. This is where Imports was. People would come in looking for warehouse music, and we would put, you know, As Heard at the Warehouse or As Played at the Warehouse. And then eventually we just shortened that down to, because people also just in the vernacular, they started saying, yeah, what's up with that house music? Now, at this time, they were talking about the old classics, the South Soul, the Philly classics and such. So we put on the labels for the bands, we'd say, house music. And people would start coming in, eventually just asking, yeah, where's the new house music?
Yeah. Well, house music, man, it's a way of life. House music itself, the genre itself, it's a culture, this is a lifestyle.
It's hard to explain, man. I can't put it into words. House music, it's just there. You either live it or you don't, you either feel it or you don't. And it sounds cool, but that's just the way it is.
You have several definitions, but they said house music is a feeling.
House music has been described as a feeling. I think it's just the perfect music for dancing all night long, bringing people together.
Thank you. Culture, Volume 3. falling, spitting fire, licking ice, cast a spell, throw a dice, drinking fire as I'm singing, rub my teeth, blow my tongue, lava going down my throat, counting beats, spelling notes, there ain't no word in my song.
DJ Miles Bigelow, and you're tuned in to the Deep Culture Mix, Volume 3.
Can you I swear to God.